Lesson 69. Already. Has the lesson already finished?
No, the lesson hasn't finished yet, but it's still in progress.
Are you already able to speak English without making any mistakes?
No, I'm not able to speak English yet without making any mistakes, but I still make some mistakes.
Are we already in spring, summer, autumn or winter?
No, we aren't in spring yet, but we're still in winter.
Have we already studied Book 1 of the Callan Method?
Yes, we've already studied Book 1 of the Callan Method.
Throne. What's the paradigm of the verb to throw?
The paradigm of the verb to throw is throw, through, thrown.
Have you ever thrown anything away which was worth a lot of money by mistake?
Yes, I've thrown something away which was worth a lot of money by mistake. Or, no, I've never thrown anything away which was worth a lot of money by mistake.
Ness, reason, by adding, illness, tiredness, darkness. To form a noun from an adjective, we sometimes add the letters ness to the adjective. For example, slow, slowness, white, whiteness, small, smallness, etc. How do we sometimes form a noun from an adjective? And give me an example.
We sometimes form a noun from an adjective by adding the letters ness to the adjective. For example, small, smallness.
When did you have your last illness?
I had my last illness 6 months ago.
What's the reason for tiredness?
The reason for tiredness is too much work.
What's the reason for darkness at night?
The reason for darkness at night is that the world turns a complete circle or completely round every 24 hours, which means that for half this time, one half of the world is opposite the sun, and for the other half of the time, it is away from the sun and so in darkness.
Alone. Are you alone in this room?
No, I'm not alone in this room, but I'm in company.
Do you live alone or with your family?
I live alone.
Do you prefer to go on holiday alone?
Yes, I prefer to go on holiday alone. Or, no, I don't prefer to go on holiday alone, but I prefer to go in company.
Would you say, expression, rather, opinion? We use the expression, would you say, when we ask somebody for his opinion about something. It means, do you think? When do we use the expression, would you say?
We use the expression, would you say, when we ask somebody for his opinion about something.
Would you say that a king's life was pleasanter than that of the average man?
Yes, I'd say that a king's life was pleasanter than that of the average man. Or, no, I wouldn't say that a king's life was pleasanter than that of the average man.
Notice that the verb after would you say is in the past tense, or rather, the subjunctive. Which tense do we use after the expression, would you say?
We use the past tense, or rather, the subjunctive, after the expression, would you say.
What would you say was the best way to remember something?
I'd say that the best way to remember something was to repeat it often.
Anyone, someone, not anyone. Who, Mr. Brown, no one. Instead of the words anybody, somebody, and nobody, we can use the words anyone, someone, and no one. What words can we use instead of anybody, somebody, and nobody?
Instead of anybody, somebody, and nobody, we can use anyone, someone, and no one.
Did anyone come into the classroom at the beginning of the lesson?
Yes. Someone came into the classroom at the beginning of the lesson.
Who went out of this room 2 minutes ago?
No one went out of this room 2 minutes ago.
1. What's the paradigm of the verb to win?
The paradigm of the verb to win is win, won, won.
If you won £1 million, what did you do with it?
If I won £1 million, I'd buy a large and beautiful house.
Borrow. What's the opposite of the verb to lend?
The opposite of the verb to lend is to borrow.
Ought we always to give back the things we borrow?
Yes, we always ought to give back the things we borrow.
Do people, in fact, always give back the things they borrow?
No, people, in fact, don't always give back the things they borrow.
Why not?
Sometimes they can't, sometimes they forget, and sometimes they don't want to.
Listen and hear, then. What am I doing?
You're listening to something.
I am listening, but can I hear anything?
Yes, you can hear something.
What can I hear, then?
You can hear the cars in the street, etc.
If you listened carefully, do you think you'd be able to hear the people in the next room? Or the sound of two people speaking in the street, etc.?
Yes. If I listened carefully, I think I'd be able to hear the people in the next room, or the sound of two people speaking in the street, etc.
Own. What's another meaning of the word own, besides possess?
Another meaning of the word own, besides possess, is proprio.
Give me an example, please.
This is my own watch.
Are they your own shoes you're wearing?
Yes, they're my own shoes I'm wearing. Or, no, they aren't my own shoes I'm wearing, but they belong to my brother.
Are all the clothes you're wearing your own, or do some of them belong to someone else?
Yes, all the clothes I'm wearing are my own. Or, no, not all the clothes I'm wearing are my own, but my pullover belongs to a friend of mine.
Skin. What's this?
It's your skin.
Wire. Electricity. What do we use wire for?
We use wire to carry, or for carrying, electricity, to connect things together, etc.
Boil. How long does it take to boil potatoes until they are cooked?
It depends on how strong the gas is, etc., but generally about 10 to 15 minutes.
Brick. What's a wall built of?
A wall is built of bricks.
Also. Make a sentence using the word also.
I will ask her to give me some money and also some food for tomorrow.
So they say.